Unfortunately, I had to miss the last week. It's for a good cause, but you know, still an absence is an absence. So it was something which bridges a little bit between Tetzava and the beginning of Tetzava, which is the Neiros of the menorah, and Parshas Kesisa, which of course has the Egel Azav, and then we have a little bit of the beginnings of the reconstruction of the Mishkan with the Bezalel getting appointed. And so I wanted to choose a Mishkan topic. To try to make up a little bit for last week, and like I said, I appreciate everybody's patience and their understanding, and I'll have the opportunity actually today, Rabbi Lamb had to cancel, so I'm going to talk a little bit about what we experienced, what we saw in Eretz Yisrael. I think it'll be a good thing to share, or you could also ask Ira, because Shlote Shmiya Gedola Meiraiya, Ira, I think everybody probably has their own perspectives and their own vantage points. So to begin with, I hope everybody has the Makoros here. So, the Sedra that we read this past Shabbos, V'yatat etzaves b'nei Yisrael v'ikchu elecha shemen zayizach chasis lamor lahalos ner tamid be'ol me'oid michutz laparoches asher alaidus yarochos o'aron uvanov me'er v'advoker lifnei Adonai chukas olam medorosa me'es b'nei Yisrael. So this is one of the probably most famous sections of the entire Torah where we have an ikar chaser min ha-sefer, where the most important detail appears to be missing, which is, where in the world do you put this Ner Tamid? All you have here is that outside of the Paruchas. But you had no idea that it would actually be the menorah. It's only in Parshas Emor, many, many, many Parshas now, towards the end of Sefer Vayikra, where the Torah adds in the words, Al ha-menorah ha-Torah yaroches ha-niros lifnei Adonai Tamid. There, by the way, it talks about Neiros Tamid. Maybe we'll have a chance to talk about that point a little bit. So this is a very fascinating idea because, you would write Shemen Zayis, right? The special, Zach, the highest level, right? Not just the Shemen that we use for the Menachos, but the Shemen that we use for the Menorah. So it's, it's all very, very, very fascinating. So one of the minhagim that we're all familiar with is the minhag of a Ner Tamid. So this is really where it comes from, right? That even though we don't have a menorah, nobody puts a menorah unless it's Hanukkah, right in front of the Aron in a shul, right? And even then, you don't necessarily put it right in front of the, you certainly don't necessarily put it right in front of the Aron. But what do you see here? You see that the whole concept of Ner Tamid is kind of independent of the menorah. Because the Torah never said that you had to do it on the menorah. It's only in Parshas Emor that the Torah tells you that. Right? So the idea is that there should be a ner, bedavka, outside of where the Aron is. So michutz laparocha. So that's the way it is in every Beis HaKnesses in the world, right? That the ner tamid is outside of the parochas. So it comes from this, parsha. That's why, because it doesn't actually say that it has to be on the menorah. Now, what I want to get into is the nature of the mitzvah of Ner Tamid in the Beis HaMikdash, which is really a different kind of a mitzvah than I think a lot of people imagine. And the Ramban, first of all, makes a comment that will serve as a kind of a foil today. We have here in the third source, Yaro Ches HaNeros, Lifnei Hashem, Shelo Yisakin Mibachutz, that you shouldn't organize it outside, V'yachnis, Tamid af b'Shabbos, Tamid af b'Tumah. So when you see those words, Tamid af b'Shabbos, Tamid af b'Tumah, what goes on Shabbos? What goes on, even when people are Tamei? What word does that immediately kind of bring to mind? What can go on Shabbos? What can go on even b'Tumah? Right? That's the Rebbe Aronoch, good to see you. So that's the Avoda, right? Only Avoda. Avoda, remember, building the Mishkan is in Docha Shabbos, but the Avoda is Docha Shabbos. Oh, we have a concept of Tuma Hutra Betzibor, right? If there aren't any Tahor Kohanim, Korban Pesach. And yet the Ramban says, Shalei Yisakin Bibachutz V'yachnis. You shouldn't organize it outside, then bring it inside. So you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, kind of a point of departure. Shchitas kachim ksheira bizarim, afilu kachay kadashim. Ben kachay yachid, ben kachay tzibor, shenemar v'shachad is ben avokar lifnei Hashem v'ikrivu b'nei Aaron, v'kabolo v'eilach mitzvah askuna. V'chein ahefshir v'ituach halach hazeitzim b'zbeach sher bizarim, shenemar v'ivarim, v'iktir hakohen es hakol ha-mizbeach. Hazo holach ha-seivarim l'kevesh. Holach ha-seivarim shatzricha kuna v'lo holach ha-seitzim. So what we have here is a very important, very, very important idea that shechita can be done by a non-kohen. The very famous Gemara in Brachos about this, that this almost cost Shmuel his life when he was a young man. Eli was looking around for a kohen to do the shechita, and Shmuel said to him, those who remember the Agada, what are you looking for a kohen for? You don't need a kohen. And he says, this kid's an Eloi, but he's also Chayev Misa, because he's more halacha b'fnei Rabbah. And Chana says, not so fast, al hanar hazeh his palalti. That's the Agada and Brachos. In any event, there are, you know, classically four avodos, right? So there's shechita, and there's kabbalah sadam, and then there's halacha sadam, and then there's erika sadam. And we say the kabbalah ve'elach has a mitzvah skuhuna. Shechita is kshera bizar. And then for, you know, without announcing himself, the Rambam says, right here, making the connection, v'chein, please note, v'chein, right? It's miduyak, v'lashon rabbeinu. V'chein adlak asaneros kshera bizar. V'fikachim heiti v'kohen asaneros. So the Rambam says a big chiddush. So the Rambam says, since the hadlakas aneros can be done by the Tzar, but if you're not a Kohen, you're not allowed into the Kodesh. You're just not allowed there. So if the Kohen would set up the Neros in the Kodesh and then carry out the menorah, you know, let's say they get the strongest Kohen out there and bring it out into the Azara where Yisrael could be standing, he's allowed to light the menorah and then bring it in. Seems like Bedavka, the Ramban, wasn't so comfortable with that. The Ramban says, Yaro chasaneros lefne Hashem, shelo yisakin mibachutz v'yachnus. You could debate that point, but it sounds to me like the Ramban...
The problem of the neiros is more important than the hadlok.
Oh, good. Putting it down. Right. This is what we call, very good, Freddy. So, hanocha osa mitzvah. Right? That's the distinction that we might say between neiros Chanukah, where it's hadlokah osa mitzvah, neiros hamikdash. It seems like the Shita Sarambam, not all the Rishonim agree to this, but we would say hanachos mitzvah. So the Ravid was not impressed. So Amar Avram Hiflig, the Rambam went too far here. Shemar mutal lezar dalikan leshimid likan ksheros. If a zar would happen to do such a thing, it would be b'diavad acceptable. But really, it shouldn't happen this way. So the Rambam seems to understood, right? Shechita is to a karban, but hadlakas haneros is to the mitzvah of ner tamid, and we have to try to understand, you know, what exactly that is all about. So the Kesef Mishnah, you have it here in the sixth source. I'm going to just go from four lines from the bottom. So the Kesef Mishnah says something that Lefiani is daiti, I'm going to spend this year trying to disprove. So the Kesef Mishnah says, oh, you want to know why? Why did the Rambam say that a non-Kohen could light the Neros? Same reason a non-Kohen could do Shechita. I agree that is the connection. But the Kesef Mishnah says it's because neither of them is an Avoda. And since it's not an Avoda, Shechita is not an Avoda. And Hadlakas Haneros is also not an avoda, so you don't need a kohen. So what would be the other way to say it in the Lamdas, which is going to be the point of this year?
What constitutes avoda?
Oh, yeah. Freddie, you hit the nail on the head. So I want to say the opposite. I want to say, no, it's an avoda, but it's dafka an avoda, which is kshera bizar. Not for every avoda do you need a kohen. Shechit is absolutely an avoda. But it's an avoda, which is ksheira bizar. And hadlakas haneros, I want to say the same exact thing. V'chein, hadlakas haneros, ksheira bizar.
So is it more like a
hechsher? I'm not even going to say it's a hechsher, okay? But we're going to see. I'm going to try to argue that there is a category. The Ravid thinks it's b'di'evet. The Rambam says l'chatchila. The Rambam says l'chatchila. Okay. So this is a very, very, very important distinction. The Kesef Mishnah says there's no such thing. Once you're talking, it's an avoda. Mela has to be kohen. So if it's a non-kohen, then it's not an avoda. And I'm saying, no. That assumption is really not the sheet of the Rambam. It's really, really not the sheet of the Rambam. Shechita, massive and overwhelming evidence we try to generate, that shechita is absolutely an avoda, and yet it's still kshera bizar. And yet it's still cherry bizarre. So we have to try to understand, again, why that should be the case. Okay, but And there's, if we have time, I have some explanations as to why that should be true. But you don't have to necessarily be an avoda. You don't have to necessarily be a kohen, I should say, to engage in this form of avoda. I'll just say one clear piece of evidence that shechita, of course, is an avoda, is the din of pigul. Because if a person has a machshava chutz lezman b'shas shechita, so then it's an iser kares. If it wasn't really an avoda, why would, when I do the shechita, right, I have a machshava chutz lezman that I'm going to do the zrika or going to eat this karban, you know, outside of the right time. So why would we care so much about that? Clearly part of the avoda, I think. So Ira, go ahead. Oh, good. Very good. Another raya. I agree. All right, very good. So the chinuch, let's take a look at the chinuch. So professor, so Ira said, right, what about the comment of the Ramban? Right, af b'shab is af b'tumma. That's going to be one of the rayas that, okay, I want to bring later, right? Sounds like an avoda. Right. It'd be very hard to say that there's something that isn't part of the avoda, and yet it's still chashabis. It's hard to understand. Okay, so the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Arichas Neres Mikdash, L'hativ Neres Tamid Levnei Hashem Yizbarach, Shenemar Yaruch Oso Aron Uvanav, Kelomar Yaruch HaNer Levnei Hashem Yizbarach, Ozoi Mitzvah HaTavas HaNeros, just following the sheet of the Rambam, who's setting them up, Hanizkeres V'Gemara, Freddy, that was your point, Zeo Das HaRam Zechon Ebrach, Mitzvah HaTavas HaNeros HaDlok HaSan Kemosha Perashnu, that it's one of the same, Das Meforshim HaCherim, Shatava Hi Adishon V'Akinuach V'Tikun HaPtilos, like Rashi says, getting it all ready and getting the wicks ready and getting the oil ready. V'zoi mitzvah b'fnei atzma v'cheinira perka tchilas nesachas menachos nelheges v'zman nevayis b'kohanim v'kohen ha'over alav v'lo arach haneros k'mitzvah b'tel aseh. So the Sefer HaChinuch says this is one of the very, very few places where he has a disagreement with the Rambam, and he says that he also thinks that hatava and hadlaka are distinctive, like the Ramban, and like Rashi, and like the Ravid, and all the others who seem to disagree with the Rambam about that point, amongst other Nakudos. And he says that this Hatava, which everybody should agree to, is a mitzvah skuhuna, and if he doesn't do it the right way, he uses old wicks, or he doesn't really properly, you know, set it up, or whatever the problem is, so that's a bitel ase. So the Minchas Chinuch comments here, you know, it's a collector's item, because the Sefer HaChinuch 99% of the time is always, you know, following the Rambam. Okay, so we know that the Rambam says that it applies both in the morning and the evening, again against Rashi, who says it's just the Tamid means me'erev ad erev, and it's Socha Shabbos v'toma kikor banos hakavu lahem zman. I like that line very much from my Shita of Avoda. Ayn yomet av chavda adam lebeis and in Avoda shazar chayv aleyam dat lakal av Avoda hi v'chasav ramberg tas v'yechoz b'yaz mikdash halach hazayin v'chein ad lakas neyrus k'shir b'zar and l'fikach im heiti v'akoyin et zaneyrus v'atzi an l'chotz mutu l'zar ad ablikan v'arayv et kasav, as we know, hiflik al shimid likan k'shirin akal v'kesav mishakasav v'das hanal habalei k'moshchit ad lab Avoda y'k'shir b'zarim ayin sham, etc. Etc. And the Minchas Chinuch just fills us in on what we know has to be true. Right? Obviously, the Zara isn't allowed to go in there. So, for technical reasons, you know, the Zara couldn't be madlik the Neros if you left it there. This is just the top of the next page. So he thinks that, you know, we should pass get hadlakos and mitzvah like we do by Neiros Chanukah. And now, according to the Rambam, that can't be true, right? Because if the whole idea is it has to be lifnei Hashem, so what's the mitzvah? Freddie picked up on this. It's putting it down exactly, you know, in the context of the, Jackie, good to see you. It's putting it down in the context of the Heichal. So how could it be that the Rambam is actually paskining hanachos and mitzvah? This is Minchas Chinuch saying this bothered him all this time. Dilav lo ayadoch haShabbos. To Ira's point, the Efshar Lasos Kodem haShabbos Ladika uveShabbos Yagbia v'Yanichena. So the Minchas Chinuch said, I really didn't follow this, because if you really think it's Hanachos a mitzvah, then I have a great Eitzah for you. Just light it before Shabbos, and then have somebody move. Just do a tiltle and move the menorah into place on Shabbos, or pick it up and put it down. We didn't even have to carry it out of the Heichal if you want a Kohen to light it. Umuvur lahet b'Rashi Shabbos. So again, this is not a problem for the Rambam, because this is, you know, The Rambam doesn't owe Rashi a nickel, but it happens to be that Shitas Rashi is Hadlakos HaMitzvah by Neiros Chanukah is the same as Neiros HaMenorah. Rishon Sugim Mevuar, the Hadlakos HaMitzvah Hadlakah B'Mekom HaBa'ina. Of course, if you hadlika mibifnim, gavin neiros chanukah lo asa klum. That's why dafka neiros chanukah, you have to light it in the right position. Now, our minhag is to light inside by the window, but in Eretz Yisrael, where they light it outside, you can't light it inside and bring it outside, because when you do the ma'isa hadlaka, that's the chalos of the mitzvah. So you can't start carrying it around after the fact. Everybody's seen in Eretz Yisrael, they have the special boxes to prevent the wind from the ruach of being mechabe. Yeah. Yeah, some people started doing that here also. Okay. He's even upset at the Ravid, that the Ravid would accept such a thing. So he wasn't the first one to think of it. And I always like when the Minchas Chinuch writes this. For strange reasons, the Minchas Chinuch didn't have access to the Bar Ilan or Sefaria, so he couldn't access all the Sefarim. So he says, but I saw this one time. He says, there's a Sifra, which is a Befurash, Yarocho Sam Lifnei Hashem, Perishol Yisakin, Bachot, Zviachnes Bifnim. This is what we saw before. So again, the Minchas Chinuch attacks the Rambam on a very related issue. Not so much the question of Ksheira Bazaar, but about the question of Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. But it's clearly all related. Is when do you assume that the mitzvah is taking place, and what's the nature of this? And he finds the Shita of the Rambam very, very difficult to understand. So of course, I'm going to try to explain what I think. The perspective of the Rambam really is over here, and why Shechita is such a helpful model to be mitaretz some of the difficulties of the Minchas Chinuch, as well as to sort of reclaim the Rambam from the grips of the Kesef Mishnah in terms of framing Hadlaka Saneros as Lav Mitam Avoda, which I think is really downgrading not just the Shechita, but downgrading the Hadlaka Saneros. So it happens to be that Rav Meir Simcha, in the Or Sameach, it's a brief comment here, Ma'adisa b'toras kohanim shol yisakim v'vachot, well, atava, v'nesin Hashem r'psilo d'baikuna, v'ena k'shera rak bifnit. So Rav Meir Simcha wasn't so impressed with this kasha based on the Sifra, because he says, if you read it very carefully, it's not at all a din in the hadlaka, it's only a din in the hatava. And maybe that's the ikar anyway. Maybe, like some were suggesting a moment ago, maybe the hadlaka is only a hechsher. So the mitzvah's kahuna is only shayach to the hatava. So that part has to be done inside. So what's stopping the Rambam from paskening? Meir Simcha is not bothered by this aspect. He's not approaching the hanachos a mitzvah issue. But just this aspect of the Rambam, it's not bothered by the idea that you could have a kohen set up the menorah inside. And then, if he's very strong, carry the menorah outside and have a zar be madlik it there. That's not against the Toras Kohanim, because the Toras Kohanim said that that's a din in the harachas ha-menorah. That's not a din in the hadlaka. Okay, so as far as that part of the Minchas Chinuch is concerned, I think Rav Meir Simcha has a very compelling reading. And I'm making no claims for the Ramban. The Ramban never said that such a practice would be acceptable in terms of hadlaka b'chutz. But, for the Rambam, I think that's a very persuasive answer. So this I think, brings us to the more fundamental discussion. And I wanted to zoom out for a moment here, in terms of the distinctive sheet of the Rambam by mitzvahs neiros. And then use that as a way of zooming back into our question. So does anybody happen to remember the three-way machlokas? We're not going to get into it this year inside, but in previous years we had discussed the three-way machlokas between the Rambam, the Ramban, and Rashi in terms of the definition of Ner Tamid. Anybody happen to remember this? There is a three-way machlokas. How do you define Ner Tamid? Go, Jackie, go ahead. Very good.
Rashi held only at night, if I recall. And I don't remember what the third sheet is.
Okay, good. Excellent. So the Rambam had this idea that you have to keep all the neiros burning all the time. If you look in the Pesukim in Parashas Emor, it doesn't just say ner tamid, it says Neros. So just if you go back to the second source, I'll just show you the deal. Al ha menorah ha Torah, yaroch es ha Neros, plural. Lifnei Hashem tamid, not just lahalos ner tamid. So Neros sounds like all of them, right? So you take a look here at the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos. Yishan itzabo kohanim lahadlika Neros tamid lifnei Hashem. V'hu amaro yisbarach shemo yarocho so Aaron uvanav. V'zosi mitzvos hatavas haneros. Also synonymous with setting them up. They're all integrated. And remember, that's where the Sefer Achinuch disagreed. So anyway, Lemaisa, the Kohen went in, normal case, one morning, baboker, and he found that some of the neiros had burnt out overnight, whatever had happened. So what would he have to do? L'shitas HaRambam? You have to light them, you have to relight them. Right, exactly. You have to relight. Neiros tamid, that all the neiros have to be burning. According to Rashi, not at all. Rashi says tamid just means me erev la'erev. Tamid, sometimes in the Torah, means constantly. Sometimes it means consistently. In this case, Rashi and Rambam are having that debate. So Rashi says, Tamid just means that every single night. It's not that they're burning 24/7, right? You have this as a keves echad tasev aboker, as a keves hasheni tasev in arbayim. That's the olas tamid. It's not like you're bringing a korban ola 24 hours a day. You just do it consistently at the same time. So the Ramban says, I'll go straight in the middle. So the Ramban has a braisa, and he has a medrash halacha as well, and he puts it together very beautifully. And remember, the Ramban says that one of the neiros has to be burning at all times. And then, so like the Rambam, there is an idea of 24/7. That's what's called the ner maravi. Now, which one is the ner maravi? We're not sure, because it depends whether you think that the menorah was Safon Darom Humadlik or Mizrach Marav. If it's Mizrach Marav, so then it would be Marav. If it's Safon Darom, then it's the middle one. So in any event, so the Ramban says, only if the Ner Maravi is extinguished would you have to relight in the morning, and from that you rekindle the entire menorah. So three-way machlokas. Okay? So the Rambam had the maximalist position here, that the Neros are burning all the time. And if at any point we would discover that one of the Neros went out, what would we have to do? Whether it's Baboker or Ba'erev, you'd have to rekindle it. Because that's the Shita of the Rambam. So let's keep that in the back of our minds. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tumidim Musaf in Perek Gimel, so the main place, this is what he says. So Dishan HaMenorah, he's literally taking out the ashes, and build up Ve'atavas HaNeros Baboker Ben Arbayim Mitzvah Saseh. Shenemar Yarochoso Aaron Uvanov. And very clear, based on the pasuk that the Rambam is quoting, that is Davka Mitzvah's Kahuna. There's no question. Vehadloka Saneros, and the Rambam is going seamlessly. Doches HaShabbos Vesatoma Ke Karbanos Shekavua Lahen Zman Shenemar Lahalos Ner Tamid. So what's the explanation, Ira? You intuited this. There's only one explanation for the Rambam. Why it's Docha Shabbos and why it's Docha Toma? Because what's it like? The Korbanos. This is my issue with the Kesef Mishnah. It's Dafka because it's an Avoda. And the Kesef Mishnah say, oh, you want to understand why? Why Hadlokas Kshira Bazaar? It's not an Avoda. I think the evidence in the Rambam is just the opposite. It's Kikorbanos. That's why it's Docha Shabbos. That's why it's Docha Tova. It's only that, as Freddie said, you have to understand that there are Avodos that don't have to be done by a Kohen. It's absolutely an Avoda, just like Shechita is an Avoda. Okay. V'cham HaShemen Hunosin L'chol Ner. So the Rambam explains, Chatzilok Shemen Shenemar Meir Vad Boker, Teilok Kemida Shiadolik Meir Vad Boker, and that's enough to last, you know, the longest nights of the year, the nights of Teves. Baruch Hashem, we're out of Teves. You know, you can feel it outside. It's starting to get a little bit warmer. Okay, so then the Rambam says, Ma'u Dishna Menorah Kol Ner Shekava Meser Haptila V'chol HaShemen Shebener Mekanecho, clean it up. V'nosin Bo Pesila Acheres V'shemen Acher V'mida V'chatzi Halog You immediately relight it. As we explained, that's the sheet of the Rambam. For Rashi, this would only be Shayach at night. So even if it didn't extinguish out, but you could always do a little bit of hatava, clean it up a little bit if the oil is dripping, straighten the wicks, v'chule.
The Rambam was learning here that Halakha and Hatava is one and the same?
One and the same. And remember, that's where the Sefer HaChinuch disagreed. That's where the Sefer HaChinuch disagreed. Okay, so Ner Maravi Shekava. So that's the Ner Maravi. Remember, that was for the Ramban, the special Ner. Emalikin Oso Achar Dishuno El Mizbeach Achitza. So the Rambam paskins that when the Ner Maravi goes out, where do you relight it from? The fire which is on the Mizbeach. Now, how do you know there's going to be a fire on the Mizbeach? Eish Tamid Tukal Mizbeach Lo Sechpa. Let me just pause here for a second and give somebody a chance to say what I was. If nobody says it, I'll say it. But what's this connection in light of the Mahalich that we want to say in the Rambam? That if the light goes out on the menorah, so you regenerate it from where? From the Mizbeach. Okay, so what does that again very strongly indicate? Korbanos. The menorah is mitzura fed mechubar to the Mizbeach. It's a din in Korbanos. It's a din in the Avoda. There's this invisible line that connects the two. Imagine like a little, you know, fishing line. You just can't see it, but the Mizbeach and the menorah are in dialogue with each other. What's that? Azar can't do the Zrika, but Azar can do the Shechita. So what we're saying is that it's all a din in Korbanos. Very good. And even better, right, this gives you a sense why for the Rambam it's not so terrible to do the Hadlakas Neros out there. Because after all, that's where the fire is coming from anyway. You hear? As it's actually really nice. It all works out.
I would say that if you really want the source that is tumbling, which is the Yudhaya, and rather than say it's because it's
right. Right. So the truth is right. You could say it's a practical issue, but I'm trying to, you know, essentialize it and to say no, the connection between the Mizbeach and Menorah is really a fundamental one. Yeah. So the Rambam says, Aval Sharaneros kol ner shekava mehen madliko miner chaver. Ketzad madliko, Moshe chapsila ad shemadlika, they had long wicks, umachzira, lefi shaneros kivuim b'menorah. You can't take something which is chol and use it for kodesh. Klapsilo she'asr lahadik ben b'shabbos, asr lahadik ben b'mikdash b'menorah. Shenamar lahalos ner tamid. So remember in the Gemara by Memalikin. So there's this whole discussion that we recite the Mishnayos quickly on Shabbos that we don't want things that burn unevenly. Now on Shabbos, the reason that we don't want things that burn unevenly is because we don't want the Ner Shabbos to go out, right? Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, and we're especially concerned about the Melacha D'Oraisa of Havara, because you're going to start tinkering around with it. Everybody knows that there's nothing that's more tempting than when you see a fire, which is like, you just naturally, there's an instinct to reach for it, to start, you know, playing around with it. When I was dating my wife, she wasn't yet my wife, actually. So, but when we were dating, so it's not like we do this so often. But we went to, you want to marry her, so you take on a few extra tutoring jobs, you give a few extra, you do what you can, so you could go to the fancy restaurants where they have they put the candles on the table, right? So, I must have, like, without even thinking about it, I would like pick up the candle and start, you know, shemayata, right, and start playing with it. So my wife would say, "Well, what are you doing?" I said, "Oh, you know, this is why Chazal were so concerned." So
it was okay because
exactly. There is no dinzar, exactly. So the reason the mikdash for the Rambam that you don't want this is not zera shemayata, but because you want it to be a Ner Tamid. It's just you don't want it to go out. Right? By Ner Chanukah, we have a psak, it's a machlokes amoraim, but we paskin kavsa in zakukla, that if it goes out, so it goes out, as long as theoretically, it could have lit. You know, you had enough. So if it goes out, it goes out. But that's not true by the Mikdash, because by the Mikdash, of course it has to burn, right? Neiros Tamid. So the Rambam's saying you want to use, you know, the best quality. Shenemar lahalos ner tamid shetehei shal heves olameila, that the flame should be strong. So lo yamativ kol neiros pamachas lamativ chamisha neiros. So the way that it actually was done, and I'm going to make a to-do about this, as you know. So you would do five umasik, and then you would stop. The osin avoda acheres, you would go and do another avoda. Ram doesn't specify here what it is. The achar kach nichna sumeti vashnayim. Very strange. Hamaschil mitzvah omrim lo gemor. Right, we don't just start getting distracted in the middle of mitzvos. You're in the middle of a mitzvah daraisa vatavas aneros.
Well, what is the Rambam basis on? Where does he get this?
This is actually explicit in the Gemara in Krisos. The Gemara in Krisos says that you should do this. The Rambam is paskining this, but he adds in his own words. And I'm just amplifying this by saying, Freddie, we never tell somebody to osik mitzvah is pater mina mitzvah. We don't tell people to, you know, displace one mitzvah for the other. So what's going on here? This should not only be obligated, it should be lesser. Oh, so the Rambam says, Kedei lahargish is kol ha'azara. Those are unique words to the Rambam. Kedei lahargish is kol ha'azara. To create a hergish, a kind of a scene, a happening throughout the azara. Not just wherever it is, 99.9% of time, repeating 9, you're going to be lighting this in the heichal, but you want to integrate the whole azara. Remember what the Rambam say, that the Ner Maravi Shekava, where do you light it from? The Mizbeach. The Rambam's unique psak, the Halakas Haneros, could be done, Lichatchila, against the Ravid, could be done in the Azara. So what is this another indication of? And the fact that you have to dafka, be mafsik, in the middle of the mitzvah of Halakas Haneros, to go and do some other korban, to me, it's a very, very clear indication, just like Shabbos, and just like Tumah, that Halakas Haneros has the status of avoda. V'haraya,
is he trying to create and saying that the first five, but when you light the last two, there's a contrast.
Or that you've now integrated the whole azara, because in the middle of setting up the menorah, you went out into the azara, you did some other avoda, and then you came back. And this is,
you're making a connection.
Exactly, you're making that connection. Just like the other connection that we spoke about is the Ner Maravi gets lit from where? From the Mizbeach. Okay, so here we have something I think which is extraordinary, which I think this is a diok that I can use to Lefiani's Daiti, to be Docha, the Kesef Mishnah. How do you see here, clearly in the Rambam, that Hadlakas Haneros, which is synonymous with Hadlakas Haneros, so I'll just call it Hadlakas Haneros, is an avoda? What lashon does the Rambam use? Loya mativ kol aneros pamachas, ela mativ chamisha aneros, umafsik, which is amazing. Ve'osin avoda acheres, ve'achar kach nichnas umativ ashnayim. What's the critical word here? Acheres. It's clearly an avoda. Okay. All right. So I don't think we can even debate it. It's clear. And it's lahargish es kol azara, it's kik korbanos. So fakir from the Kesef Mishnah. The reason it's like Shechita is an avoda. We know that from the din of Pigol. It's an avoda, which is kshira bizarre. Hadlakas Haneros is an avoda, which is kshira bizarre. And I'm going to make a suggestion as to why that's true in a little bit. But first let me show you the Maaseh Rokeach, which the Minchas Chinuch referenced. Of course, he didn't have the benefit of seeing it inside. But we do.
The Lahagish is called Azara. That means what the people in the Azara do tshuva or something like that. That's the idea.
It's sort of like to create an environment that everybody can be excited. Because if you just did it sort of in the Heichal, nobody would see it. But everybody knows, oh, he just came out from setting up the menorah, and everybody should know about that. Everybody should see that, have some chibur to that, which is really just an interesting
anticipation.
Yeah, and why that's a value, I think that's something which is really interesting. Yeah, it really is. And it, like, there should be this, you know, this sense throughout the Azara, oh, it's in the middle of Hadlakas Haneros, and everybody should pay attention to that. And I think I mentioned it around Hanukkah time, that I always say to Rabbi Simon from the Chabad here, so the dear friend, so he does the lighting on the municipal green, which, you know, it's a big question. That's the minhag Chabad, is they do public lightings. You know, the sort of, you know, more conventional approach is that we say that it has to be, it's a, you know, it's an area issue based, so somebody has to live there, and then we do it in the shul based on the minhag of Mikdash Mat, because that's like the base of Mikdash. But Chabad, they do it everywhere. So I always tell him I'm so happy that he does it, because I like it so much, I couldn't do it myself. But in any way, the way that he does it, I always tell him, Lahargish es kol hazara, which he appreciates very much. In Chabad, they have a very strong, they like to learn the Rambam. So how does he bid the Hargish es kol atinek, you know, he brings out the choirs, and they have the donuts, and everybody have the cherry pickers. Yeah, it's a whole scene, right? So I said, Lahargish es kol hazara to him. And it's really true. It's a way of creating a great excitement around the mitzvah. So the Ma'aser Rokeach, which the Minchas Chinuch had alluded to before, so Yikshe Rav Chaim Abu Lafia, Nitri Achmanu Pirke, Perkes, Bias Mikdash, Kasar Rabbeinu Diva HaKoyim Bifnei Ve'otziya B'chutz, Nidhik Azar, Kosher, and the Ravid says, only B'diyevet, V'nasan Tam Maron, Devi Dami L'shchita, D'kosher L'chadchila, Ma'ishtam Ner Chanukah, D'vin L'hadlakam B'koma, Ma'anir L'fiyani is Daiti, D'ahasim Mukhrach, Hevim Kshir Bizar, L'mishkach Slala B'otziya L'chutz, okay, because the Zar can't possibly go inside. V'ner Chanukah shiny b'zeh. It has nothing to do with Neiros Chanukah. When the Minchas Chinuch said Neiros Chanukah, it's Hadlakos a mitzvah, so it should be the same by Neiros HaMikdash. So the Ma'aser Rokeach says he doesn't see that connection. B'sumei Nisa v'cholod shenem adlika b'mekomo ein kan pirsam neis. Ma'ashein kein le'inin bizoy o'chishu shayach zeh. So he says you have to understand that by Neiros Chanukah there's a completely different agenda. By Neiros Chanukah, the reason that we have an emphasis on Hadlakos a mitzvah is that it's really a din in Pirsum Hanes, right? That's not what's motivating, you know, the Neiros in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so Reb Chaim had his own very important formulation, which I think will get us close to the finish line in terms of how I want to formulate the idea of an avoda kshera bizar. So Reb Chaim says the following. V'das HaRambam Kasav, you know, Rabbeinu B'Sifra Mashkasav HaRambam Perikimam Hilchos Tvidim U'Safin Adlaka Sanero Zo Yitavasam Akasha Dativas Nero Siavoda Adlaka Lava Voda Atavas Nero Psula Bizar Adlaka Kshira Bizar Much Sovichol Iker HaChmilsa Adlaka Sanero Ena Mitzvah Be'etzem Maisa Adlaka Ki'im Di Iker Mitzvasa Shiyu Aneros Dolkin Tomid. So Reb Chaim wanted to introduce the following chakira. He says, of course, for the Rambam, Hadlaka Saneros and Hatava Saneros, we know are the same. That's where the Sefer HaChinuch disagrees. He says, but if you ask the Rambam, what's the essence of the mitzvah, he wouldn't tell you that it's the Maisa Hadlaka. It's the fact that the Neros should be burning all the time. Remember before I told you that there's a three-way machlokas between Rashi, the Rambam, and the Ramban? And the Rambam has this interesting position in Das Yachid, where that all of the Neiros should be burning all of the time. Now, what, of course, is necessary to make that happen? A Maisa Hadlaka. But is the Maisa Hadlaka the essential point? No. I wouldn't even say necessarily preparation. It is essential to the mitzvah. I wouldn't downgrade it to a Hechsher. It's...
No.
Well, the Hatava is also very, very, very important. But Reb Chaim is saying the reason that the Rambam considers Hatava and Hadlaka to be part of the same mitzvah is because they're both equally indispensable to the essential feature of the mitzvah, which is that they should be lit lifnei Hashem. So what needs to happen for the Neiros to be lit lifnei Hashem? Well, you have to put in oil, and there has to be a wick, and somebody has to light them. In other words, to the Rambam, Hatava and Hadlaka, of course they're part of the same rubric, because if you ask the Rambam, what is essential to this mitzvah? The fact that the Neiros are kindled lifnei Hashem. Ki'im de'ikar mitzvasa sheyiyu ha'neiros dolken tam. Now again, you have to read Reb Chaim very carefully. He's not saying, I always resist this point, that Hadlaka is a hechsher. Hadlaka is still part of the mitzvah. But the ikar mitzvah, is that the neiros are dalkin tamid. Uvazesh haneiros dalkin dahabi yisod kiyum mitzvaso. That's the kiyum. V'alzada kamar Rambam lalakas haneiros hiatavasan. And that's why the Rambam equates hadlaka and hatava, what other Rishonim disagreed with. Ritzon lomar mash haneiros dalkin kilchasan v'achdim mekayim mitzvaso dahatava. Mash ein kein etzem maisa hadlaka ina shayachas leikar kiyum mitzvaso akal. So of course, for Reb Chaim, nothing can happen without putting in the oil. And nothing can happen without putting in the wicks. And nothing can happen without somebody actually physically lighting the menorah. But the kiyum is that the neros are dolkos lifnei Hashem. All right, just give me 1 second.
And I'll, the mitzvah is not tovah, then he's saying.
So the ma'isa mitzvah extends out from the hatava all the way through the hadlaka. But the kiyum, the kiyum is that neros are dolkos lifnei Hashem. So what I'd like to suggest, and of course that part a Kohen has to do, the Kohen is the one who has to ensure that the neros are the one are burning in the Heichal itself. Let's say Azar, l'chatchila could light it out in the Azara, and then the Kohen would be machnesed and put it back in its place, hanacha osa mitzvah. So I just wanted to make a suggestion, and I'll give Ira the last word here, in terms of, you know, this idea that we're suggesting that it's absolutely an avoda. It's an avoda which is kishera bizarre, and we use shechita as a model. To me, this is exactly the point, using the language of Reb Chaim. Shechita is an avoda, but the reason that it's kshera bizarre is that shechita is never the essential point of the korban. Now, korban Pesach might be an exception to this, I have to say, but I'm going to leave aside korban Pesach for now. What's the essential point of each and every korban? We know the ritzoy damim, the avodas hadam, whether it's a chatas and it's, you know, Matnas Etzba, Be'arba Kranos, whether it's Shnayim Shein Arba, whether it's Matana Achas, that's what Perek Ezeo Mekoman is all about. For the Rambam, Hadlakas Neros is exactly that. It's an intrinsic part of the Avoda. That's why it's Docha Shabbos, that's why it's Docha Toma, Kik Korbanos. And yet, it's not the essential point. The essential point is that the neros should be dolkos lifnei Hashem. And that part, just like the zrikas hadam, has to be done by the Kohen. The Kesef Mishnah was living in this binary world. He said, avoda means Kohen. And therefore, if shechita is cherubizar, shechita can't be an avoda, and vadlakas neros is cherubizar, it can't be an avoda. Reb Chaim says it's not true. There are many things that are considered to be me etzem ha'avoda, but are kshera bizarre because they're not the fundamental aspect. Whether it's a carbon behema, it's the zrikas hadam. When it's hadlaka saneros, the essential point is not the maisa hadlaka, it's not neros chanaka, it's that the neros should be dolko. So now I think we could go back and read this into the Rambam that we started with. Yes, exactly. Exactly right. That's exactly what Reb Chaim is saying. So if you go to Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, I want to suggest that this is true of every single thing the Rambam put into this halacha. I think that this is really what that halacha is about. So Shechitas Hakshat Kadshim, this is the fourth source, and I haven't forgotten you. I'm just going to reread this, and you'll see that all of these fit into the category. Shechitas Hakadshim Cherub Zarim Afilu Kadshi Kadashim Vin Kadshi Yachid Vin Kadshi Tibor Shenamar V'Shachadetz Ben Abakar L'Tnei Hashem V'Yikrivu B'nei Aaron Mikabala Ve'Eilach Mitzvah Skuna. Because that, right from the Kabbalah to the Holacha to the Zrika, that's all considered to be the integrated, the fundamental point of the Korban. V'Chena Hafshed V'Anituach V'Holachas Eitzim L'Mizbeach. So the skinning and the Nituach, and bringing the Eitzim, this is Ksher Bizarim. Shenem Rabbe Evarim Victira Kohen Es HaKol Mizbecha Zo Holachas Evarim Lekevesh Holachas Evarim Yishat Tzricha Kuhuna V'lo Holachas HaEitzim V'chein Hadlakas HaNeros Ksher Bizarim V'fikach Im Heiti V'Kohen Es HaNeros Yotzian L'chutz mutar lazar lahadlika. So the truth is that it's bigger than just these two. These are the most prominent examples of shchita and hadlakas neiros haminorah. But when it comes to halachas eivarim, which is, you know, very critical, the ola has to be kalil lashem. That's also hefshet and nituach. They're all part of the avodas, you know, ha'ula. You can read about this so many times in, you know, Sefer Vayikra. I wouldn't call them hechsherim. I think they're migufa avoda. But the point is, it's not the essential, you know, kiyum, which is going to be reserved for the kohanim. So the broader import of the Mahalich today is to add some nuance and some color to our understanding of the avodas hamikdash. The avodas hamikdash is docha Shabbos and it's docha Toma. And, you know, it encompasses an entire range of activities that we associate with the Kohanim. But the truth of the matter is that the essential kiyum has to be achieved by the Kohanim, but not necessarily every single step along the way. Hence, Shechita Ksheira Bizar, hence, Hadlakas Neiros Ksheira Bizar, hence, Holachas Eivarim, Holachas Eitzim, excuse me, Kshera Bizar. There are aspects of the avoda which are not essential. They're critical in terms of, you know, getting to the essential kiyum, but they are not the essential kiyum themselves that become Kshera Bizar. Okay, let me just hold it up here and give.